6:44 downtown Decatur. Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall. It's our second week of Who Dis. Plus, we got a ton of guests. Load it up on this Thursday, Eric and Maddie. WSOY.com.
This is the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
So, happy Thursday. How about them impeachment hearings, huh?
I had not paid a lick of attention.
No idea. All I know is you get impeached and you're still the president, right? That happened in our lifetime. Is that what's going to happen here?
If it gets that far, I'm not sure. It depends on who you listen to and who's going to say what. When does this come where? And
who else got impeached? Clinton got impeached for, you know.
Right.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Right.
And that Nixon never did he not officially get impeached? I think he may have resigned before it got to that.
I thought he resigned before it happened, if I remember correctly. I was trying to remember that. I remember
it was either that or he got impeached and then he resigned and then he resigned before something happened. Maybe he got arrested. I can't remember.
He may have been impeached and he would have been removed. My history is terrible. I remember watching the documentary like 8 months ago and I can't remember right now.
I really like presidential history too, and I'm not sure. But hey. Maybe we're making history here. I couldn't care less. So every time is Brian locked in on it? Are they talking impeachment?
No.
He still has CNN on every time I come in.
Oh, he leaves on it. He'll have Fox News.
Just think that's the only thing they're talking about right now. No. Making fun of that.
Yeah. No. That's on there in case something else breaks. That's the breaking news of it's not this, but here is the war broke out, or here's some other things. He has that out just in case. But do they haven't touched anything really Trump wise? I believe
does he complain every morning that he comes in and ESPN's on?
He throws it out there sometimes. He does. I know we had hoped to have Ronnie Davis on. I think there was a scheduling issue. He came on late. I believe it was 2 days ago. He talked a little bit about it. But
with presidential impeachment here, we got daylight savings time. We got to get that situation solved.
And that's a whole thing of once that gets passed here, we still have to get a waiver from the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
So this may be.
Well, I mean, they've done it for other states.
True.
Of course, those states are the only ones in their time zones.
True. So there's, you know, who knows what will happen with that. I would assume maybe nothing comes of it. But, I mean, the fact that it's going on there, we'll see. But
I didn't realize until I read the story on Natty Cater that this was started by just a group of high school students.
Yeah. Presented to Andy Menar.
So, never think you can't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
You're just sitting around. Maybe I could get the college football playoff changed to six teams.
You could. Six teams is interesting. It sounds like if it would go anywhere, it'd be 18.
We don't need
that's
it.
That's a whole other conversation.
Well, I think there should be an advantage of being 1 and 2. I don't think we need to go to 8. We don't even really need to go to 6. Because every year it's like number 5 really shouldn't have a chance to win the national title. Like, I've got an argument to understand. Like, yeah, I'm kind of glad they don't.
The one interesting stat I've gotten was that since the playoffs started, when the first ranking comes out, the team that's number 1 at that time has never won the national title, which is interesting.
Say that again?
So the team, when the first so it was a couple weeks ago when they did the first announcement of rankings. The first number 1 is never the national champion.
Wow, even those Alabama championship years that were predictable?
They weren't number 1 at the time. I think they were number 2. I think they were. Or some of those times they weren't number 1 yet. You know, they were number 3 because of scheduling.
They did win a national title after losing early, so they would not have started number 1. They crept in late.
So Ohio State, sorry.
Yeah, I mean that's a. I don't think they should do it the way they do it. It should just be. I don't know. Do we want them predicting in that room or not? They picked the top 4 teams right this second, even though they know for fact 2 of those teams are going to play each other.
Sure.
So, it's like, well, you had what you thought last. Half sneeze, half cough there. You had what you thought last week, and now suddenly Alabama's a 5. And I guess it's surprising they lost at home, but it still ended up being a close game.
Sure.
Just their opinions change immensely over a game they knew was going to be played sometimes. And it's like, I don't know. Minnesota, are they going to fall out of this thing this weekend? They host Iowa, and they're an underdog.
Yeah.
Iowa on the road at number 8 Minnesota or 7 Minnesota. Maybe they're 8 or 9 somewhere there. And they're an underdog at home. Row the boat.
Yep.
too much for them to handle. I don't know. College football is getting to that point where it's a lot of fun right now, but only some games.
But a shot. So a shocking stat this weekend: Notre Dame plays Navy, and mm-hmm. that game is not sold out.
Yeah,
crazy.
273 straight have been sold out, and that's expected to end.
Yeah, I don't think they're anywhere close to getting sold out. I know what
it's not like Navy's 2-6. No, or, I mean, sorry, always, either one of them.
That's a historic. That's a game. That's a rivalry game they play every year. It seems like Notre Dame Navy is always a fun game to watch. My dad and brother are going to it. That was. And they were already going to go. My dad was going to miss the St. Team Rowe game to go to it.
Wow.
Had that happen. So,
wow.
Yeah, he was going to go.
What kind of coaching commitment is that, Pat?
I don't know. 20-some odd years, and nope. He's a Navy man.
Though, yeah.
So, more that'll be fun. But, yeah, I just saw that story bust through today that it's pretty much probably going to end this weekend. They're not going to have a sellout. That's crazy.
It's the second longest active run. So you would think, you know, probably pretty close, right? Mm-hmm. It's 100 games behind.
Wow.
The number one longest run. That's the active run, too. Nebraska's at 373, according to the South Bend Tribune. Dates back to the final game of the 73 season when Notre Dame beat Air Force. Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess I should do that math. They could have played Navy 273 times. This is 273 straight Notre Dame sellouts.
Yeah.
Some reason I was thinking they'd always been sold out against Navy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. Now my brain is connected. Yeah, because that would be 273 years at minimum of games against Navy.
And they don't
host them all, so that'd be 540 years of...
Yeah.
Now I've got it. Nebraska has been sold out, of course, and they've been really bad some years. Still selling. They're probably sell out just via season tickets, though, right?
Probably.
How does Notre Dame not have a season ticket holder?
I don't know.
Wonder if they added seats at some point. Or is the Notre Dame fandom dying a little bit?
Judging by Facebook and social media, no. It's all still alive and well, but I don't know if things are different. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we're friends with a lot of St. Teresa people, and there's the Catholic connection. A lot of St. Teresa people become Notre Dame fans, even if they're Illinois fans. A lot of people root for both.
Look, a lot of friends of mine that I have are not, it's not a Catholic connection. It's just that they've loved Notre Dame since I've known them, 25 years ago.
Oh, the fight song. They were on national TV.
Freaking Rudy.
Growing up for people. Did Rudy really make somebody a Notre Dame fan?
I'm just saying that, Rudy was, I mean, come on.
I feel like people were already Notre Dame fans. Like that movie wouldn't
Sean Astin fans are now Notre Dame fans.
Lord of the Rings fans.
Yes. So our Hobbit.
Can you watch Rudy?
Samwise Gamgee. What?
Can you watch Rudy without at least your eyes watering at one point?
No.
You don't have to cry down your face. Yes, you can?
Yeah. So I watched that movie. I remember watching it the first time, and okay, it's a solid movie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to bash it by any means.
Oh, so you never get in.
I never got the emotionally invested with it. Nope. Not at all.
Even when his friend dies?
Nope.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Rudy yet, you deserve the spoilers.
Every kid has seen that on a college, driving to a game or at some sort of, it's a mandatory.
All right, what about Field of Dreams?
Sure.
Can you well up on that one a little bit?
Yeah.
You don't have to bawl.
Yes.
Can you watch it ever without welling?
You're talking to someone that got emotional during the Marvel series.
But you didn't well up during Rudy.
Okay, Rudy's different. I just can't.
I know you're an emotional guy. That's why I asked if you could ever watch it without not getting.
No problem getting wispy eyed at Toy Story 3 or 4.
Inside Out. I haven't seen 4. I have no problem with that.
Up. Inside Out. I got welled up at Sling Blade. Watching Sling Blade.
I never saw Up.
I get emotional on some things. Don't get me wrong.
The Budweiser Super Bowl commercials with the horses and the dogs sometimes is like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
Rudy Rudiger? Nope. No thanks. Can't.
But this guy who dedicates his life to beating the odds that nobody said he could do it, and then he meets Rock from a TV show on BET.
Yeah. It was originally on Fox.
He goes to St. Mary's or whatever because he's not smart enough to get, he's just,
yeah.
Everybody tells him, and then he accomplishes it, and then this whole team puts their jersey on the line for him, and then he actually plays when they chant his name, and then he gets a sack after he was way off sides and they didn't call it.
Exactly right.
And that still doesn't make you at least go,
nope, not at all.
You do not like football as much as some people.
That is a bold-faced lie, sir, and I will challenge you to a duel outside.
I bet if it was Boomer Sooner Rudiger. You'd be like, probably, that is the saddest movie.
When the, when the schooner comes out and he's on it and we all openly cry, yes, I would probably do that with Sean Astin or if it's somebody else. But it just, Rudy never got that way from me.
I don't know why we got to this, just because another name came up.
Yeah, another name.
Papa Kent, Lachitis. Brian's song, sometimes I've walked out of the room so I don't cry in front of people when Mr. Piccolo dies. Brian Piccolo dies in Brian's song?
My goodness, does he ever.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I can list numerous sad sports and regular sad movies that I've openly cried to. Rudy, yeah. Nowhere near that list.
Just movies like Any Given Sunday and The Program.
Nope.
Those are not sad movies, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. There's
Field of Dreams for the rest of time, though. It's like...
Oh, look, there's...
Hey, Daddy, what you want to have a catch is, that's not...
Niagara Falls.
You can't have a heart.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, that's... If you played catch with your father at all.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you never played catch with your father. It's
terrible. Terrible. Darth Vader impression.
Yeah. Usually my Terrence Mann's a little... How about this? Peace, love, dope. Now get the hell out of here. It's all my Terrence Mann.
That's... There you go.
Yeah.
What day is it?
It's Terrence Mann Day. Wow, how about that?
Look at that. There you go. Perfect.
Look at there. Tendu Diwali Day.
Okay.
Why not check this out? I don't know. Suddenly I can't stop this cough tickle. Diwali Day is the first day of a 5-day Hindu holiday celebration. It is a festival of lights, one of the major Hindu holidays of the year. Diwali Day. It's Diwali. I hope I'm saying it right. Diwali Day originated in India as a harvest festival, now celebrated by Hindus throughout the world. It is also called Dipwali, Dipwali.
Okay.
The date varies. October 27th, November 14th, November of every year. It's October 27th of 19, oh, okay. November 14th of 2020, November 4th of 21, October 24th of 22. I don't know. Let's see. Diwali Day signifies the victory of light over darkness, good over evil, knowledge over ignorance, and hope over despair. Diwali Day customs and activities participate in family prayer. People clean up their home office and workspace. So you already hate this holiday. They dress up in new clothes. If they don't have new clothes, they dress up in their best clothes. They light lamps and candles and celebrate with fireworks. Happy Diwali Day.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll go back down to my office and...
I don't really know where it came from. You became the messy guy. When did that happen?
Look, so that's been,
I'm the one that got the heat from Mark Hansen for having the messy office just because it had too many things hanging on the walls.
Right. And then I showed up and then that all went out the window. Cause it was, look, can you please pick up all these papers off of the desk? Can you please move this out of the way? Can you please move these boxes back to where they need to go?
I can't be anywhere on time, but if I worked with Eric Rafe, I would never be the last one.
Truth.
So if I work with Matt Hall, I'll never be the messiest.
Nope.
One.
Nope.
But I understand I know the stuff you have stacked up. It's programs. It's books.
Yeah.
It's stuff you printed out to do whatever you had to do.
Yeah. Same with downstairs. It's a bunch of, it's my to-do list of that. And I always love those.
You get a lot of beef for it,
though. Oh, very much so. And, which is fine. I deservedly so. I shouldn't have it that way. But I love the Facebook posts or Twitter posts of, oh, people that have messy desks are really smart. And I
play that up
as much as possible. Creative people.
My mom just shared one on Facebook recently. It was people that are constantly late live longer lives or something like that. Either I don't know. That might be mixing a few of them up. But I'm like, yeah, that's why I do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Share and done.
Happy Operating Room Nurse Day.
Oh, my.
If you're just in a hospital, it ain't your day. If you're a nurse, it's just like in a doctor's office. Not today, ma'am or sir. This is just for the operating room nurses.
Yes.
Honor those important nurses who care for patients before, during, and immediately after surgery. It's a very important role during a period where a patient's comfort and life is in another person's hands. Show your thanks and appreciation to operating nurse that you know.
Yeah.
I think we're missing a word in there. You can send them cards or e-cards. What? I just wanted to talk to a nurse in the operating room. Any of them will do. Hey, can I have your email? I'm going to send you an e-card.
Yeah.
However, just a simple spoken thank you will do. Also, see Nurses Day. Nurses Day is another day of the year.
It is. Operating room nurses, man.
Yeah.
They're all valuable, clearly. But I believe those nurses are also the ones that prep the operating room, so they're getting the...
It's a 30-year-old holiday. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad established it back in 89.
There you go.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah.
It's also, it's Wilfred Brimley Day.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's World Diabetes Day.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he has his own day. I'm not sure.
Diabetes. I've never seen a horrible disease as funny as the fact that my whole life I grew up to commercials with Wilfred Brimley on a horse saying the word in such a funny way.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing funny about diabetes.
At all.
But there's something about saying it, diabetes.
Yeah. And then people pronouncing it as D-I-A-B-E-E-T-U-S.
Have you seen the t-shirts?
Yeah, of course.
Diabetes.
Yes, I've seen the t-shirts and all those kind of things. It's funny because for me, Wilford Brimley was, he was also Quaker Oats for a long time growing up.
So okay. He was in The Firm, which is a pretty
He was in The Firm.
Pretty
he was
deep
on,
movie.
Obviously, Cocoon. He was in numerous things. But what he's known for is for the...
He's the father of somebody that comes out, too. Because I remember he stands up in a meeting and says, I'm gay. That's Wilford Brimley.
Oh, I can't remember what that movie is. But I know what you're talking about. He's been a lot.
I think it's Kevin Kline in the movie. Is it In and Out?
Oh yeah, it's with Tom Selleck.
He's a teacher.
Yeah, he's with Tom Selleck.
That's right, Tom Selleck, and him and Tom Selleck kiss at some point.
They do.
That's a pretty dang good movie. But and he's the dad that can't handle. It's a guy. It's people coming out in the 90s.
Yeah,
you know, it's a dad that can't handle an old guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's at a meeting to keep his job as a teacher.
Yeah.
Boy, have times changed.
Very much so.
You watch stuff like. Have you seen the video? To the African American woman in Houston, Texas. Have you seen this on Twitter yet? In traffic, he's just yelling.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling the N word. Just an
yes.
absolute.
Yes.
I'll steal words from our president. A piece of human scum.
Yeah.
That no, there's nothing she could have done in traffic that deserves that.
No.
And they've gone and found out where he used to work, and his company has said he no longer works here. He didn't work here at the time of this either.
Sure.
We feel as bad about it, you know, and feel for the young lady, yada, yada. I just stumbled on this whole story on Twitter. You see stuff like that and go, well, we've made no progress as a country whatsoever because of you human scum.
Right.
But then you see a movie like that and go, wow, that was the old days.
Yeah.
Because that movie probably came out in the early, I don't know, maybe late 90s. It wasn't 2000, so.
No, it wasn't.
But it's like, that was normal. A movie about a guy who is going to lose his job as a teacher solely because he's gay.
Yep.
We're not in that point anymore, which is really nice.
We've made some strides here and there.
Diabetes.
Diabetes Day.
But Wilford Brimley's his dad in that movie.
Yeah.
So. Diabetes has to, I'm not even going to read this. We all know. I can't read this serious thing about how bad diabetes is.
We all know it.
But
we all have it because of Kevin Brady.
We know a lot of people with diabetes.
We have it because of Brady, because there's donuts and candy every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's also diabetic, by the way.
I know.
World Diabetes Day on November 14th of each year is well recognized, celebrated in many countries. There's also Diabetes Awareness Day on March 25th, which is not well recognized. We found many references to Diabetes Day as varying other dates. We suspect that this day evolved from a more local event. We do not know. Yada, yada. It's World Diabetes Day. Diabetes. Let's get our first break of the day. Quick timeout. First peak. 3-day weather forecast. We've got three guests coming up. We'll tell you about them next. First, Matt Hall. Snow's kind of melting. It's only that black tar snow left now.
Man, just the terribleness that is road snow. Today, a rest day today, mostly cloudy skies and a high near 33 degrees. Tonight, cloudy as well. Then clearing off later on, a low of around 17. For your Friday, sunny skies and a high near 40 degrees. And for your Saturday, football Saturday, probably sunny skies and a high near 41. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 32 degrees.
Macon County, let's see your sparkle. Brinkotter Realtors and Newhoff Media are proud to present Bright Bulbs, a beloved holiday tradition designed to celebrate our community's seasonal glow. Homes and businesses are encouraged to enter your best and brightest outdoor lighting display at brinkotter.com/brightbulbs. There you can also make nominations and vote for your favorite display. Bright Bulbs winners will receive a host of spectacular prizes, including a $500 Visa gift card from Brinkotter Realtors, an Arlo Pro 2 indoor-outdoor security camera, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank, 2 Blues hockey tickets from our friends at Macon County Title, Papa Murphy's Pizza for a year, and a 30-day free membership from our friends at Red Zone and ML CrossFit. This holiday season, be a shining example of hope, joy, and community goodwill. Visit brinkotter.com/brightbulbs today for your chance to win.
Hi, I'm Beth Creighton.
And I'm Laura Ledford.
And we are your hosts for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., sponsored by the Millikan University College of Fine Arts.
We'll talk about all things fine arts at Millikan and beyond, the people, the process, the performance, and the pandemonium.
Join us for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com present high school football playoff action this Saturday. Our pregame coverage simulcast begins on both stations at 1. Then Scott and T-Mac bring you pregame coverage at 1:15 from a week one, ahead of Central A&M at Arcola's 1:30 kickoff. Then at 2:45, WSOY will break away and bring you St. Teresa and Auburn's pregame, ahead of their 3 o'clock kickoff with Eric and Blake. Catch the action on ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is the best thing you've ever played.
Really?
Probably. This is a great song.
One of many off that album, and one of many in their library,
my
sadly.
Gosh. How much more would we have gotten?
Oh, I don't know.
Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall in for Nick Smith. Is the Tuesday, Thursday, Nick Smith to the mornings, our second week of a consistent roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wow. Always ends on a high note for you, though. Starts on a high note, ends on
really
a high
note. Really high note, though? I don't know.
Look, Nick is...
Nick makes his football picks at the end of the week, and they are horrendous.
He was on a hot heater for a week and a half,
wasn't
he?
1 week. He had one perfect week, completely by accident.
And then it was 8-1 1 week, and then I don't know what happened last week.
He had an 8-0 and a 7-1 week back-to-back.
Yeah.
And he went from being 7 picks behind next to last to being 3 picks behind next to last.
And look it up.
And now he's back to, I think, 6 back of next to last.
Well, that's playoff football, man.
He keeps putting his lock on like a really hard pick.
Sure. Well, that's what real men do. That's what Falcon fans do. I don't know what's happening.
Full show today. We got a little sports.
Mm-hmm.
We got our second Who Dis. Mm-hmm. You're going to become the expert of the Who Dis segment.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Gotta find that countdown again.
Ron Pate rejoins us. He's been in a few times. He's from Ameren. We got this great connection with Ameren. Ben Cutler, who's from Cleveland, we text all the time about the shenanigans of the Cleveland Browns. He's got a rough life. Although he did get that Cavs championship. But just down to power line and vehicle safety, just an update for folks from Ron. Our Who Dis segment at the top of hour two, the mayor's coming in, Julie Moore Wolf. And then at 4:30, St. Teresa, they had a going away celebration at the school today. They went up, they practiced at Redbird Arena, but they're coming back. And Brad Dalton is bringing his captains in, Coach Brad Dalton, Abby Robinson, Lexi Huck, and Grace Buxton. So we'll have a full house in here. That's at 4:30. Fun day. We march on. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. The St. Teresa girls volleyball team prepares for this weekend's state tournament. The girls won the Farmington Super Sectional over Orion and will play the first round of the state tournament against Rockford Lutheran. Senior captain Lexi Huck.
I think it'd be a dream come true for all of us. There's a lot of hard work ahead of us before we accomplish that, but we've put the work in and I think we're ready.
State matchup will be played at the Redbird Arena in Bloomington, Illinois on Friday and Saturday. Illinois Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, is asking military veterans to consider volunteering for the program. Yesterday in Springfield, members of the Illinois General Assembly, along with CASA officials, held a Capitol press conference to encourage the state's veterans to volunteer with their local CASA group. Representative Dan Calkin says one of the problems currently is a lack of needed volunteers.
I want you to know that you're needed, and we stand here ready, willing, and able to help. We encourage you to get involved with CASA in your county. I'll be working with our local CASA unit.
Calkins pledged to work with local veteran groups to help the Macon County chapter of CASA. CASA volunteers are required to give 10 hours of time a week as well as attend a training orientation. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Is injured after a gunman opened fire at a high school in the Southern California city of Santa Clarita early this morning.
And he's a male Asian, 16 years of age, and a student of the school.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the gunman is seen on video shooting 5 students before shooting himself in the head. He's in grave condition at a hospital. Lawyers for the estate of Jeffrey Epstein want to set up a fund to compensate women who have accused him of sexual abuse. The estate filing papers today in the U.S. Virgin Islands asking a court there to approve the voluntary claims program. Stocks finishing mostly flat today as investor concerns over China trade talks continue. The Dow down 2 points, the S&P up 3, with the NASDAQ ending the day 3 points in the red. America is listening to Fox News.
Real ID is a new optional form of identification for people who travel domestically. Now, you won't need a Real ID to drive a car or get a bank account or adopt that cute golden doodle that you've always wanted. But starting October 1st, 2020, you'll need a Real ID or a valid passport in order to fly. Head on over to realid.ilsos.gov to learn more. If you do choose Real ID, just follow these steps. First, visit a Secretary of State Driver Services facility to take a new photo. Make sure to bring a proof of identity and proof of social security number. You'll also need two proof of Illinois residency documents. During your visit, you'll receive a temporary paper license. Then you'll receive your new Real ID in the mail within 15 business days. Be patient and prepared with the necessary documents when visiting a facility. You have until October 1st, 2020 to get one. Just head on over to realid.ilsos.gov or call 833-503-4074 for more information.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. The colors you built up in my mind, they're bleeding through my heart, but nobody knows that they exist.
Look at my bursting veins, now do you see the red? I just realized on my clock, World Diabetes Day. That's a major, it's a major holiday. It made the clock, the time website. That thing only puts major holidays on. There you go. Diabetes. Hour one, on we march. Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall, downtown Decatur. Happy Thursday. We got a lot going on this week, of course. It's high school football weekend coming up. And in addition to that, you know, the weather starts getting a little rough, and we get a chance to chat with our friends from Ameren, and Ben sent us Ron Pate to talk about some safety things out there. What a week. This wasn't because it snowed. You were planned a week ago. We just happened to get the bad weather after you were planned. Maybe that was the bad luck sign.
I hope not, but yeah, we haven't, it's the middle of November and we've had two measurable snowfalls so far.
Yeah,
so it's
unbelievable.
In our favor. That's right.
We're not even halfway through November yet.
Oh, man.
Crying out loud. Take it easy, Mother Nature.
It's dark outside already. So.
Yeah. It's horrendous. Tell me a little bit about what you do, about your message here. Down power lines and vehicle safety kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Eric, I appreciate the opportunity to get on them because it is a factor that a lot of people don't realize. We have about 3,000 poles across Illinois here every year. And some of those, of course, cause wires down on the cars.
Sure.
And a little behind-the-scenes story on this. I'm so proud of a young lady by the name of Jordy Curtis. She lived around the Champaign area, and she was on her way home. This was in 2017. She was a high school student, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Big storm came across, blew wires down on top of her car.
On her car.
Right, and it's laying right there. She panicked. She stepped out of the car and started running away from it. Later finding out how potentially dangerous that could have been. She could have been electrocuted.
Yeah.
And even suffered from anxiety because of that. Mm. So instead of kind of withdrawing and stuff, she goes, how can I help other people to understand what you're supposed to do in that situation? So she went to our operating center in Champaign. Got a hold of some people there and said, can we educate people and get something going to the correct way to if you have to exit a car.
This is a high school girl.
This is a high school girl.
Wow, that's impressive.
So we thought, you know, we as Ameren, we drive 30 million miles a year with our employees and stuff. So we've got a driver education. We thought this is a great way to expand that to the public. So we hosted an event for the media, invited a few of the driver education in the throughout the state to that, and they just jumped right on it. You know, this is something that our folks need to know. And So we've got a whole program out on Ameren.com. It's called Driver Ed, /Driver Ed. They can go out on that. We've got quizzes and how you should actually operate that. So quite a story, and credit to Jordy for that.
They might have taught us in Driver's Ed, but yeah. I don't think I've ever been taught. Matt, what do you do? You're sitting in your car, and you obviously know don't get out. But what do you do if a power line falls on your car?
I thought I did nothing. So yes.
Cause you don't turn a car off or nothing.
Ding. Matt got it right.
Not a thing.
My dad was a lineman for 40 years. I learned that. But yes, that's
absolutely. And that's what the message I really want to get out this afternoon, Eric, is because a lot of people don't know that and what to do. And you if that happens to you, you stay put.
Does this happen a lot? People in the car and they end up with a car?
It does.
Maybe like an accident?
Yeah, an accident like that, wires down, the drive over wires, whatever the case might be. But the number one thing is to stay in the car. Call 911. We'll get there. We'll make sure the lines are de-energized. And please make sure that you understand that any line, even though it's not smoking, it can still be energized.
So you
know that's the case. So the only time that we would absolutely want you to leave the car is if it starts smoking or the car is actually on fire.
Okay.
Or something. Then you have to exit. And this is what is so important about that, is that you can't touch the ground and the vehicle at the same time. You then become the ground and get electrocuted.
Really?
So in the event that you have to call, and again, that's the last resort, call 911, we'll get there. But if you feel like you have to exit the car because of fire, you jump as far away as you can, never touching the ground and the vehicle at the same time. You jump as far away as you can, and then what people don't realize too is that you can still have a potential there. So you have to either bunny hop away from the point that you land or shuffle your feet, because if you spread too far apart, the potential becomes great and you become ground again.
Wow.
So you get about 35 feet away, you're safe, make sure people stay away from it, and we'll be there as soon as we can.
Yeah, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping out of my car ever. There's just not room in there for that for me. So, go out a window? I don't know. I don't know what the alternative could be.
Yeah. And again, it depends on what the situation is.
Obviously, you never want to touch the wire, so if it's draped over your door.
Right.
You can use your door to move the wire?
No. Just stay right there.
And pretending your car is on fire, you got to get out of there.
Then you find the access that you can get out. The main thing to remember is you never touch the vehicle or the wire at the same time that you're touching ground. So you have to clear that. You have to be that bird in the sky for a period of time to get away from that vehicle.
Got to have some rise.
Yeah, a little bit. You know?
If you find a way to get both your feet so you can jump away from it, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Don't be my size. That's one way that'll help.
Or to get a bigger car.
And then obviously things you probably have to tell some people that you think you never have to.
Well, what was encouraging about Jody, if I can go back for just a minute, Eric, is that, we started showing this and demonstrating to high school there at Champaign, at her school. Well, about 2 months after this happened to Jordy, apparently there was a group of four girls in a car. They had listened to what the message had been from Jordy and the demonstrations that we gave. Same thing happened to them. They came across in a storm, poles down, wires against the car.
Wow.
They talked amongst each other and said, hey, we just had this training. We're going to stay right here. She potentially saved the lives of those four girls, or at least one of those four girls.
What happens if – I can see if you're sitting and you're in park, you're physically driving, and it comes down on you while you're moving. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you trying to stop or do you just keep going? I mean – You want them to stop if something comes down in and maybe you're in movement. I know that's good.
It depends on the situation again, but most of the time it's going to stop you. Pole is going to be there, wire is going to be there, it's going to be on there. So most of the time you're going to be stopped.
And then just call?
They call, call 911.
Is there anything in the car you're not allowed to touch? Or are you pretty safe in the car?
As long as you're in that car and not touching ground or anything that would ground you at that point, you're safe. Stay in that car. And 99 out of 100 times, that's what's going to happen. The car's not going to catch fire. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
And you stay put, and we'll get there as quickly as we can.
Get somebody out to pull that wire off, and you'll be...
make it safe. And remember, again, I think a lot of people say, well, it's not sparking, it's not smoking, so it must not be energized. I'm safe. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be afraid of it at any point.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. So, all right, so that's your downed power line and vehicle safe. Never touch a down power line ever.
That's right? Correct. And that's one of the messages we put out. We have a storm, regardless, ice storm, we're facing that time of year now or whatever the situation might be, a tornado in the summer. There's wires down, obviously. That's our number one message, to make sure that people stay away from them. And we actually have people that go out and stand, wire watchers, we call them.
I didn't know if it's a power line.
It's a power line.
Assume it's a power line.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to think, well, that might be cable, that might be telephone. But assume it's a power line, we'll get there and verify what it is.
I mean, it is significantly bigger, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
If you've never seen any of them.
Right. You could have a service wire that's about the same size as cable. So, you know, it's for the novice to look at that and decide what it is. We don't want them doing that.
Especially in a storm, in the dark.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some goes, you know, probably the most common is it being on your vehicle and you're not in it. So don't get in the car and drive away.
No.
Don't try to move it.
You walk out in the morning, there's a wire down there. Again, get back in the house, have another cup of coffee, call us. We'll be there as quickly as we can.
There you go. Anything else?
No, things are going well. Again, we got kind of a rough start to the winter, but we're prepared. We practice year long to respond to emergencies, both gas and electric, and that's what our employees out there to serve the customer.
So again, if some driver's ed class, or even there's nothing wrong with teaching the 10 to 12 year olds this, because they might tell mom and dad what they learned and what not to do. You said they can find this information on your website, right?
Yeah. Just go out to Ameren.com. It's Ameren.com. Driver's Ed. Yeah, and that'll get you where you want to go. There's a PowerPoint that they can look at. There's a quiz to kind of make sure that it stays fresh on the memory. And it's something I appreciate you saying that, because I think it's something families need to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good one. Even if they just run home and say, what would you do? And quiz your parents.
Yeah. See if you can catch mom. You know, if you get the right answer, that's great.
If it is on fire, what do you have to make sure you do? Not touch the ground. I would not have thought of that. I might have been diving away just in fear anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going out head first, toppling out.
There you go. Find that exit.
And just hope nothing's touching by the time I hit the ground.
Exactly.
All right. Great stuff, Ron. Thanks for coming in.
Every time. It's a pleasure.
Anything else? We touch a basis?
We're all good.
All right. Well, there's more information on that. Again, go to Ameren.com and find the driver's ed stuff if it's something you're interested in. Or we have a lot of safety tips that come from these guys throughout the years. We welcome Ameren on the show a couple times a year. Thanks again to Ron Pate. If you missed this conversation, it'll be available at NowDecatur.com and on your free NowDecatur app. We get a timeout. Back for more. Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall, downtown. WSOY, NowDecatur.com.
Macon County, let's see your sparkle. Brink Otter Realtors and Newhoff Media are proud to present Bright Bulbs, a beloved holiday tradition designed to celebrate our community's seasonal glow. Homes and businesses are encouraged to enter your best and brightest outdoor lighting display at brinkotter.com/brightbulbs. There you can also make nominations and vote for your favorite display. Bright Bulbs winners will receive a host of spectacular prizes, including a $500 Visa gift card from Brink Otter Realtors, an Arlo Pro 2 indoor-outdoor security camera, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank, 2 Blues hockey tickets from our friends at Macon County Title, Papa Murphy's Pizza for a year, and a 30-day free membership from our friends at Red Zone and ML CrossFit. This holiday season, be a shining example of hope, joy, and community goodwill. Visit brinkotter.com/brightbulbs today for your chance to win.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, a division of First Mid Insurance Group. Make sure you listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. and the Eric Lee Show from 3 to 5 p.m. for your chance to see the Fighting Illini at the State Farm Center this season. The NowDecatur.com ticket window, presented by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, a division of First Mid Insurance Group. On your home for Illini basketball, WSOY Decatur.
Raise your head to Nusilla.
Hi, I'm Beth Creighton.
And I'm Laura Ledford.
And we are your hosts for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., sponsored by the Millikan University College of Fine Arts.
We'll talk about all things fine arts at Millikan and beyond, the people, the process, the performance, and the pandemonium.
Join us for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Well, the streak was hot while it was hot.
Really?
I mean, I don't hate this, but.
All right.
Who is it?
This is Snow Patrol.
I saw them in person once.
Sure. I heard about that.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's gotta be a lie.
No, it really was. We were like, God, these guys suck.
And that's why I hate you. That's why we don't get along at all. But that's kind of how this plays out.
We got to chasing cars, and then he I can't remember what it was now, but he did a acapella.
Oh, sure.
Or acoustic version of something that wasn't his.
I'm sure.
And whatever it was really damn good. I was like, yeah, they're pretty good when they don't sing their own stuff. I don't mind chasing cars. It just got way overplayed. I mean,
it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Thanks. Grey's Anatomy.
Is that stuff like that? Is that what overplayed chasing cars?
It's been played a lot on that episode, on that show.
Oh, really?
My wife is a gigantic, more so now she's watching Grey's Anatomy just for it to end. Like, it's going to end some point. I want to just watch it. Please stop. And then three more seasons announced. I keep watching it, but that's what that chasing cars, those kind of songs tend to always make it around the 45-minute mark as the terrible plane crash happens or somebody else dies. And sure enough, here comes chasing cars.
Yeah. So my wife watches it too, and I don't know if I've ever been hindered by it.
I don't understand why you would put yourself through that. Now, I have never openly ever.
I don't know anything about it. I mean,
I never watched a show and thought, "Oh my goodness, I'm gonna start crying now." But the emotional train wreck that goes on, the roller coaster, excuse me, that happens every episode because it is this maybe this most outrageous kind of medical condition that happens, but it's gonna tear apart a family with a 3-year-old, and this guy is just gonna marry his best friend, and all of a sudden now he has a bullet in his. But that somehow got infected and it turned into some sort of super rare disease. He's going to die. So we have to see this moment happen. I look over my wife sobbing. I talk to other people. If you look at Twitter when Grey's Anatomy goes on, oh my God, I can't do it. Why do you do it? And that's like me asking you the question. Why would you watch Field of Dreams when you know it's going to be so emotional for you?
Well, it's not, you said sobbing. That's not what's happening in Field of Dreams. It's just a great movie with all these great one-liners from James Earl Jones.
Yes.
And then the end is sad.
I got you. So that's again, my question then is why?
There's a lot of times I'll watch Field of Dreams until a certain point, and then I'm like, I'll watch something else. But
yeah,
I don't need to watch.
There's Seinfeld on or something.
I don't put myself through it.
Anyways,
but
I don't understand how it happens.
Yeah, she must watch it nowhere around me because of that. Then I don't even know it was that emotional. I thought it was all love stories.
No, there are love stories mixed with tragedy.
I liked ER, and the best episodes are the ones that got emotional, but they knew how to space them out.
That show was fantastic. This is not that.
Do you watch This Is Us or
nope.
A Million Little Things?
Part 2. Why would you do that to yourself also?
No, I think the writing of that is pretty good.
All I hear about with This Is Us is, oh, but I'm automatically anxious again. I just bought the box. It is, why? I
don't think it's that sad.
I understand 2 hours for a movie, great. But this is every week you're going to tune in and
it's not
some
sad
crock pot explodes or something else happens. And it's just the worst thing ever. And I'm like, why would you do that to yourself?
This Is Us was good. And then a show came along and to me is better than This Is Us. This Is Us is This and Us. And that's A Million Little Things, which I think is, I just like the writing. Storyline's a little unbelievable, but when you think about it, it's like, well, it'd have to be unbelievable to be turned into a TV show if it was real. So maybe it can be real.
I just don't get how I want to put myself. I mean, I guess
these shows aren't that sad. There's some really good writing, and there's. I mean, okay. I think A Million Little Things has as many comedy one-liners from a few of those characters as it more than it has sad moments. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, there is a death in the show, but it starts with that, and it kind of revolves around that. But there's a lot of other things that are like, wow,
okay,
yeah.
Great,
yeah. No, there's some.
Fantastic.
I don't. If it was sad every week, I don't think I could. I don't think I would watch it.
I understand sometimes it's beneficial to cry. I get it. I'm not trying to understand the psyche of things, but maybe I am. I just don't get the – I don't want to put myself through that or binge watch it. So I'm going to catch up on 6 episodes, and I'm through 3 Kleenexes, and what happened? Oh, my God, somebody else died already? What is going on?
As much as we're talking about crying, I've never once had to wipe my face off with a Kleenex. From a TV show or a movie. Have you cried that much at a TV show or a movie?
Yeah. So it has changed more so over the last 3 years. Not to be cliched here.
Having a kid.
Yes, definitely does it. The end of Endgame was one there. It revolves around his daughter. And that is
super
depressing. And that is, of course, you then you put yourself in that situation. Not that I think I'm Iron Man, but oh my goodness, depressing.
Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, several of those kind of things. I don't care. If you haven't seen it yet by now.
I saw it 4 days ago, so thankfully I did.
Look, Disney Plus came out. It's out there. 13 million people watched it 2 days ago.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so Matt Hall, Newhoff Media, 250 North Water, write your hate mail at that
point. I already knew, by the way. I knew. It was clearly given away in many ways. Yeah. The one thing when I watched it, though, other than knowing about that death, I was like, there might be other deaths I don't know about. I'm not going to ask anybody. And I'm just...
You know, there is Inside Out is it's a Pixar movie talking about emotions, and there's a
isn't that where the guy's in the GIF where his head blows off because he's so mad?
Bill Hader. Bill Hader is the
that
mad
movie
guy.
Gets sad.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it does. It is yes.
All right.
I can describe you the scene, and we'll never watch it again because of that scene. It's so terrible. It's not even terrible. It's one of those things you think back of when you know childhood ends, and it's just.
Oh, you want to make my mom cry? Play Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon? My goodness.
That is the saddest song ever.
Yeah, terrible.
Even though it's been turned into a weed song.
Look,
by
Toy
Weed
Story
Smoking
3.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
So long, partner. As
but the kid grows up and doesn't play with the dragon anymore. And that is a pretty tough pill to swallow.
It is. And I think you get more and more emotional, I think, as you get older.
Oh, yeah.
You think back of those times.
Well, those of you guys with kids, too, that especially.
Terrible.
She's
going to
get old enough, she's not going to play with the dragon anymore. And you're going to be a dork.
It's going to be a blubbering mess.
She's not going to want anything to do with you. Yep. Better have another one.
Oh,
better try to have one that's a complete jerk to you.
Yeah, it's happening somewhat right now. She prefers mommy over daddy sometimes. It's a... To the point of, like, yesterday.
Because daddy's always complaining about Grey's Anatomy. Seems like he doesn't have a heart.
Yesterday,
he won't cry at Rudy.
No.
And he won't watch Field of Dreams.
I will watch a lot. I sing with her. I do all those kind of things there. We're walking to the store, and I'm like, hold your hand, please. We're in the parking lot. I'll hold mommy's hand.
She'll hold mommy's hand. The clown will dance for her when she gets home.
We're both going, and then it's, oh, no, daddy, not your hand. I'll just hold mommy's hand. Man.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Maybe it's because your hand's so big.
I don't understand what's happening. But anyways, that's a pill to swallow. But I can't do some of this other stuff. So
hey, you better get to work on another one.
Emotional shows. Snow Patrol. Thanks.
Snow Patrol. Snow Patrol led us to Grey's Anatomy.
It was a snowball.
53 and counting. Diabetes. Let's get a break. Diabetes. Wow, a White Claw car.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's it.
Ain't no laws in that car.
That's a D car if there ever is.
We got to get a break.
Frosted tips in that car?
Women can drink it. That's fine.
That's fine.
And
yes.
Guys with frosted tips.
Yeah, it's.
I had frosted tips, but it was a decade ago. Can I get away with that?
A decade ago, yes. Anyways, right. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and they worked for me, by the way. It's a good time to have them. Actually, gosh, it's been 15 years.
Yeah, we're old.
I did not have them a decade ago.
We're 40.
My wife wouldn't have dated me.
Nope.
Yeah. Let's get a break. Quick timeout. On the way to it, 3-day weather forecast, Matt Hall.
All right, mostly cloudy the rest of the day today, high near 33 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy as well, gradually becoming clear and a little around 17 degrees. For your Friday, sunny skies and a high near 40 degrees. And for your Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high near 41. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 31 degrees.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Hi, I'm Beth Creighton.
And I'm Laura Ledford.
And we are your hosts for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., sponsored by the Millikan University College of Fine Arts.
We'll talk about all things fine arts at Millikan and beyond, the people, the process, the performance, and the pandemonium.
Join us for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I say a lot of things about the NCAA, about how they drive me crazy and I hate their rules, but are you caught up on this James Wiseman story? We got just less than 2 minutes here.
Yeah. Yeah,
Memphis has now declared him ineligible. They will withhold him from games after the freshman basketball star withdrew his lawsuit against the NCAA today. School also announced it would reply for his reinstatement. Quote, in order to move the matter forward, the university has declared James ineligible and will immediately apply for his reinstatement. Pending that notification, James will be withheld from competition but will continue to practice with the team. They're acting like this guy didn't do anything. Are you aware of what happened? Why he's ineligible?
Yeah, but I believe this stemmed from high school, right? Because this was, it ties to Penny Hardaway, and I believe it may also cost his senior year state championship as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
His senior year of high school, I think maybe they were, I don't know exactly the timeline, but Penny Hardaway gave his family $11,500.
Yep.
He was not the coach of Memphis yet.
Right.
But he gave them $11,500 to help pay for a move from Nashville to Memphis.
And he wasn't the coach of the AAU team, whatever it was, either. That was former, oh my goodness. I can't remember what his name is now. Anyways, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, anyway, he's now the head coach at Memphis where he goes to school. He's the number one prospect in college basketball, is believed to be the number one draft pick in the NBA. His lawyers, you got to hear his lawyers law firm. Ballin, Ballin, and Fisherman, and Faris, Faris, and Faris.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. They released a statement that basically just says, that they didn't want to go forward with the lawsuit against the NCAA. So he's now ineligible, and this is probably over. And this one, I'll back the NCAA. They probably did the right thing. We break. Don't run off. Julie Moore Wolf, the mayor, joins us next for Who Dis.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. Kroger celebrated a significant investment at two of their Decatur locations with a ribbon cutting and grand reopening at the Kroger located at 3070 North Water. The ceremony marked the completion of a $4 million remodel of both the North Water store and the store located at 255 West First Drive. North Water store manager Cindy Scott.
It's very important. I think it gives us a better image.